Folks, football is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your football betting needs this season. You'll find latest odds, matchup info, player news, and game trends. As your continued source for all sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events like MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf. Head to betonline.ag, that's BETOLINE.ag, to receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts, and also BetOnline sponsors the Boss Man Show on your radio. Folks, here on the Boss Man Show here, Grant Leonard, coach of the Queens Warriors out of East Sun. Grant, how you doing, brother?
Doing great. 67 and sunny in the Queen City. Charlotte, a great place to be.
No doubt, man. Let me ask you this, man. You're the first year head coach there, man. You're first year being a head coach there, man. This spring got the job. So how was that whirlwind been, man, going from, you know, being an assistant guy to the head guy, which transitions from D1 and to D2, from D2 to D1 now?
Honestly, it's been surreal, and I say this as an assistant, you prepare for this moment, you know, your entire career, and I think there's a lot of times I thought I was ready, but Bart Lundy really did a lot of work with me to make sure that I was ready to move over that, you know, 12 inches and be ready to call my own shots, and I owe him the world for that. But the transition from Division II to Division I is an unbelievable process, and we're super excited to get rolling in the A-Sun.
Now, Grant, ask this, man, you know, in D2, you had 10 scholarships. You can kind of break them up however you wanted to. In D1, 13 full rides now. So how's it different for you trying to budget and now bring guys in, guys you take it versus guys you didn't take it when you was D2? So how was that process been for you guys trying to navigate the Warriors having 13 fulls, no more partials now?
You know, we were very fortunate that Queens, as a Division II institution, had a lot of money for scholarships. So we had the 10 fulls. With academic money, we basically had 13 fulls. So the transition for us was very seamless. So we really just kind of went from guys that were on full as a Division II but had a little academic money to guys that are on full Division I scholarships. And really, there was no change for us.
No doubt, man. Let me ask you, you kind of touched on it, though. Bart prepared you real good to become a head coach. So, you know, like, at what point, like, what did you do? Like, did you, like, kind of take notes on your own, kind of, you know, do your own game plan, say, if I was in his shoes, I would do this. So how did you kind of prepare? I know when I was a co-host before I got my own show, I kind of had it in myself. If I was the host of this show, I would do this, ask this question. So how did you kind of prepare yourself in your mind for it? You got a chance to kind of be the head guy in charge.
Well, I think the best opportunity I got was – I started the D2 TBT team, and, you know, the basketball tournament that's played in summer on ESPN for $2 million. And we did 3 different years of that. So as I did, it kind of became a team and built into a program. And that's really, it was my opportunity to really test a little bit of offensive stuff that I wanted to do. Defensively, we did a lot of things very similar to what we did at Queens. And what it really allowed me was to find my voice as a head coach in a practice and also in a game setting. And it's been a huge help to me. And Bart was super supportive, allowed me to miss some recruiting weekends to coach those teams. And with that, I was able to really, really kind of hit the ground running, because I knew what type of coach I was already going to be as a head coach.
Now, was coaching like in your blood? So like, at what point, I know my father's a coach, he's 82 years old. So I'm a coach's son. But I told Radio, I said, Dad, I don't lose any games that's been on the radio, Dad. You lose games coaching. I went every night on radio show. But I said, at what point did you decide you want to get into coaches, Dad?
When I was a college player, I worked basketball camps for a guy named Everett Stevens, and he played at Purdue, played in the NBA. And I really fell in love with coaching then. So I knew I wanted to coach, but I didn't come from a coaching family. I come from a bunch of math nerds. And my dad is an engineer. My wife is actually a math teacher. And honestly, I really see analytics well, but analytics didn't exist 18 years ago when I started coaching. But honestly fell in love with working with young players and knew I wanted to be a college coach, and have just really worked and grinded my way up. Very fortunate to get every opportunity that I've gotten, and don't take any of them for granted. And if that's one piece of advice I give to any coach, never turn down a basketball opportunity. You know, you never know what it's going to be.
No doubt, man. You got that right, Grant. You sure do, man. And like, you know, like my father helped some of the young coaches here in Georgia, man, and just getting opportunities. Because like you said, when you go work in a camp, you go to a clinics, you're gonna pick up a nugget. You know, I'm no coach, but my father has been out on clinics with my father. I picked up so much that I can help with my interns here I have, and help people in general in life. Because what things you learn from a coach is it sticks with you. I play football, Grant, so my coach, what they told me as a kid in college, man, being close to 40 now, some of that stuff makes sense to me now. Like, he coach said this years ago, now it all makes sense now. I'm almost 40 years old now.
Hey, you laugh. We probably take more from football coaches than we do basketball coaches. So our staff is very positioned like a football staff. We have offensive and defensive coordinators. The physicality that we play with and how we approach the preseason, special teams, we call special teams ATOs, baseline out of bounds, sideline out of bounds, free throw stuff. And I'll be honest, I think football coaches are so much more organized than basketball coaches and efficient because they have so many more players that they have to work with that I steal from football coaches all the time.
No doubt, man. No doubt. You know, you're right, because, you know, you got to deal with over 100 guys, different personalities, different backgrounds, trying to keep us all on the same playing together to win on Saturdays, because football is a team sport, as you know. One guy busting assignment, such as a touchdown or something, or quarterback getting killed. So you need all 11 guys symmetrically aligned to make the play work successfully, for sure.
Exactly, exactly. So I have respect for anyone who coaches. I think it all can translate. And so anyone who's a good coach, you can sit there, you can listen, you can learn, take notes, and you can definitely apply to what you're doing.
Now, man, how much film have you watched your future ace on opponents? I know when you go into a new league, man, trying to learn the league where you have to. How much film do you watch on Synergy about the guys you'll be playing come December and January and February here?
So I really thought about it long and hard, and I thought there's two ways I could go about it. I could do that, and I could really study the other teams and really be worried about it, or I could not do any of it. And I could focus on my team. We have 9 guys back from a 30-win team, 4,600 career points, 570 career wins. So I was like, you know what? I can't worry about what those teams are doing. I got to worry about our guys. And so I made a very cognizant decision. I'm not going to worry about that when we get to league play. We're gonna attack each opponent, and just like they're new to us, we're new to them. And so I decided to go down the route of like, I'm just worried about Queens right now. And I honestly think it's been refreshing for me because I don't have to stress about any other people.
No doubt, man. And for you, scheduling games, how was that this year? I know with going to transition over to D1, a lot of guys will probably want to play you, but knowing you're a good D2, man, I may not want to play you. So how was that this year trying to schedule these games, man, for the non-con?
It was really interesting because we didn't announce officially till May 7th. So a lot of people were already really far down the road of scheduling, and it was very interesting. I told myself, hey, I got to be open-minded. I actually closed my door for an hour and a half, 2 hours a day, and made scheduling calls and emails, you know, just to try and work through our schedule, because we were starting at zero and we had to get 13 games. We had to get an MTE. We had to get, you know, we had to get games where we were getting bought. And I was very fortunate. I thought we had a very workable schedule. But to be honest, a lot of people said the same thing. No, we don't want to play you because we don't know where you lie in RPI or net. Or no, we don't want to play you because we think you're pretty good. So it just took a lot of work to get guys who felt comfortable with what we had coming back and where we were going.
No doubt, because I know I got a lot of friends in the profession, Brad, and seeing them schedule, trying to schedule, and it's just being in the office while they're doing it, it's crazy.
Wow. There's actually maybe more line that goes on in scheduling than recruiting. It's unbelievable. And in Division II, we didn't really experience that because you only got a few games to schedule. And you know, at that point, we were kind of like, you know, a high major of Division II. So we were, you know, people wanted to play us because we were in the top 10 every year. And so this is a lot different. There's a lot more work. And I really appreciate all the Division I teams that are playing us, but how much work goes into scheduling. It's crazy.
You know what's funny? And I'm at Lake Point, you know, for the recruiting season here in Atlanta, man. I just had to laugh because I see some of the guys' interactions. So I've been in the office and heard certain things on the phone. It's like, I know why he acts like this way, towards you. Because, see, I'm cool with everybody. I'm the radio guy. I have no dog in the fight. I'm cool with everybody at Lake Point. Our coaches come talk to me. But it's like, seeing how they – I know why you do that, because when you said to you on the phone about this, hey, it's hilarious. I'm sitting there watching, and I'm just like, I know, but I can't say the bicycle goes to his lab.
Yeah, I just, hey, you just roll the punches. I had guys tell me, hey, that game's done, write it in pen. I'm sending you the contract, and then, like, then they don't talk to you for 2 months. You're like, come on, man. Come on.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, let me ask you, Grant, for instance, you all now are D1. How has recruiting changed? Because guys want to play D1 basketball now rather than high major D2. So how has the guys you can go out there and talk to changed since the announcement that you are going D1 now?
You know, I think it opens more doors early. You know, when you're Division II, some players are, no, I'm not playing Division II. I only want to play Division I. So those doors don't get closed on you quite so fast. So more guys are open to it. But we're still very selective, and we didn't change much in recruiting. We're looking for hungry. Like, we recruit more high school players than most teams. We're really looking for hungry guys with a chip on a shoulder that come from winning programs that we see ability to develop long-term into elite-level college players and potential pros. We've been very fortunate in the last 9 years. We've had 27 guys sign pro contracts, and we're looking for guys that are just hungry and want to get better every day, that understand what winning looks like. And so it's changed because less people are dismissive of us, but it hasn't changed because we're still very selective.
No doubt. And you're in a great city of Charlotte, the Queen City. I love uptown Charlotte when the Hawks come to town. I love that. So talk about the city of Charlotte, how a young man come there, come get a university like Queens, great academics as well. So talk about the city of Charlotte and what you all offer for a young man to come up there in the area. You can just be in drive around Charlotte and go for 4 hours either way. You got a great talent you all can recruit as well, but you're all location.
I mean, Charlotte is first of all, it's the 15th biggest city in America, but it's the fastest growing metro area in the whole country. And the reason that is because of the amount of jobs for young professionals. It's the banking capital of America. It's the IT security sector for the East Coast. And so the amount of young professional jobs that are here, it's booming. And so Charlotte, we're located a mile and a half from uptown. You can throw a rock and hit it, you know, and you got major sports franchises. You got the Carolina Panthers, you got the Charlotte Hornets, all right there. Plus now we got a brand new Major League Soccer franchise. I was just at the game last night. It was hype. And the amount of young people in this city, the growth it has, the neighborhoods that are just booming, South End, it is an amazing place to be for young people, which is why when we get young men to campus, they love it here. And to be honest with you, Queens is located in a Myers Park neighborhood, which is one of the richest zip codes per capita in all of America. But the houses surrounding our campus are valued somewhere between $1.8 and $4 million. Jay Billis, Jeff Gordon, Michael Jordan all live in the neighborhood. So it's a pretty special place.
No doubt. And, you know, but Sean, I love coming up there, man. You know, I've had many a dates going there for the Falcons and Panthers games and had some good fun out there, Benjamin Stadium out there, man, because truth be told, I'm not a Falcons fan at all. So neither am I a Panthers fan. You know, I just go up there and have a good time.
Well, I'm a Packers fan. I'm from Wisconsin originally, but I own a home about three blocks from Panthers Stadium. So I've been through the tailgates and everything. I've become a closet Panther fan. I go to about 4 or 5 games a year. And it's just, I wish they were doing a little better this year because the city is different when they're alive, man. Sundays are amazing in Panther Sunday, man. But I've, all of the Charlotte sports teams have really, because this is my 10th year here, they've made me, you know, a fan for sure.
No doubt, man. No doubt. I got one more question for you, man. When you come to Charlotte, brother, what is the best spot to eat at in Charlotte? We're foodies here on the Boss Man Show. So what's the best spot to eat in Charlotte, man?
I got a couple for you, all right? And I'm not a chain guy, okay? So you got to understand, depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for seafood, man, there's this place in Elizabeth called Cajun Queen. It is the best New Orleans seafood, not in New Orleans, in the country. It's amazing. Then there's a burger sushi place called Cowfish. They got burgers and sushi, and it is amazing. And then if you're trying to get a steak and not at a corporate place, because all the corporate places are good, there's a place called Beef and Bottle. It looks like a 1950s old school supper club, but the steaks are phenomenal. So any of those three places, you can't go wrong.
I love me some seafood. I love shrimp. Not too much a crab guy, but I love some shrimp. Now, I love some breaded fish as well. I love steak. Sirloin's my favorite steak as well, and I love burgers. So you gave me three spots that I like. We'll be in Charlotte up for the Hawks playoffs. We stay up by the Ritz. We stay up at the Omni. So we stay in front of town. So when I come in town, I'm going to tell them, get you for the number offline. We got to talk. We might go there and have some fun while I'm in town the day before the game's up there, man.
You let me know, man. We'll go out. We'll have a great time.
No doubt, folks. It's great on the Boss Man Show, Queens Royals, A-Sun, D1. Now check those guys out up there in Queens City of Charlotte.
Appreciate you.
Anytime, brother. Folks, football is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your football betting needs this season. You'll find the latest odds, matchup info, player news, and game trends. As your continued source for all sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events like MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf. Head to betonline.ag, that's BETOLINE.ag, to receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. Bet online where the game starts, and also Bet Online sponsors the Boss Man Show on your radio.